Welcome to the Doggone Truth podcast. If you need help breaking free of deceit to be empowered with the truth for the proactive health and well-being of your dog and yourself naturally, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, animal naturopath, Dr. Kim Bloomer, where I don't whitewash. I just tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. It's natural, it's raw, it's the bone of my truth. Can you dig it? This show was recorded May 16th, 2016. It's another one of my New Day audios that I did back in 2016. And this one's about my American Bully King again. This is Dr. Kim Bloomer. I hope you enjoy.
Just get into the topic of today. Really kind of, I think, apropos to have something like this or a topic like this on a Monday, because we can choose to have a bad-a-tude or a bub-a-tude. Of course, I'm talking about my little American Bully King, and I just need to share that little bit of a story with you. I was looking up attitudes and quotes on attitudes, and a couple that struck me because I've read them before and heard them before is that the only difference between a good day and a bad day is your attitude. And a bad attitude is like a flat tire. You can't go anywhere until you change it. And some people might say, well, that might be really, really difficult to do. I'm having these extreme things happen in my life. And I know I've been there even recently, just through my own trials and challenges, as you know, too, when I talk about the recent loss of my sister and how I'm dealing with that. And quite honestly, it was really, really challenging at first. And it doesn't mean I miss her any less. I think of her all the time. It's just a matter of choosing to what I heard someone else say recently when he lost several of his friends to cancer. He was saying he wants to live. He wants to share. He wants to help others. And that's really where I arrived. And I really think it was the idea of taking my eyes off of myself and putting them on someone else. So let me tell you about this someone else, this little Bubba dude of mine. About a year ago, I wrote a blog post, which you'll be able to read as I will link it with this show. It really is what I'm sharing here today. I've had so many dogs come into my life as an adult that have taught me such amazing things, but really it's been the last several, my golden retriever, who really helped me to wake up to organic gardening, believe it or not, and my neomastiff Shadrach, who was my primary muse and inspiration and why I became an animal naturopath, who is now deceased, my great dame Meshach, who I have termed him as sweetness incarnate, who he did break my heart and he helped break my ego, which I needed, and he is also now deceased. I have American Dingo, or a Carolina dog, who is my beauty queen girl, my running partner, and she makes me smile. She's a sweet dog, very loyal. And my American Bully King, who helps me to keep my emotions and my attitude in check. So he's my bubbitude monitor. I call and use a lot of nicknames for my dogs. And I've linked some of the pages of the memorial I have of Shadrach and one of Meshach and the names I called them, the things I made up to call them. I also made up songs. And so my dogs are used to me creating these things for them to have this personal relationship with them. Sort of like the same way we have a personal relationship with God. It's just my thing in my family. We always have had nicknames with each other and with our animals. So it's just something that we do. King's, his sire's name is Bubba something. I just thought Bubba is great for an American Bully. And King is kind of like a Bubba. Anyway, he's just one of these kind of, I call him Bubba King Dusty Miller because he loves to roll in the dirt and get all dustified. He's always made me laugh. He's just one of those dogs that can make you laugh. He's intense, but he's like the combination of the American Pit Bull Terrier mixed with the Bulldog, you know, which is part of his breed, the American Bully. So he can be both. He's intense on, I've got to get that mouse, got to get that mouse, got to get that mouse. And at the same time, he's like, roll over and just be easygoing dude. He loves everybody. He loves everyone. He meets every dog he meets. He's so easygoing with all of that. But with me, it's been kind of different. So I want to talk about that a little bit. It was an eye-opener for me that he was bred by a man. So his breeder is a man. And the guy who bought him and kept him for us as a surprise for us after we lost Meshach, and he trained King. So he had a man who raised and trained him, even though they had all daughters in the house and a wife. He was used to being around little kids and was very well acclimated to children. And then he immediately bonded to my husband. He is, if nothing else, a perfect match for him. They love each other. They're buddies. And when my husband is around at home, then King has eyes primarily for him. He'll come and get some love and massage from me. That's what he wants. Over the years, I had started working with with him because I thought he was the one with this attitude. He would do these low, growly things at me and when we first got him, and then he would do like this low, kind of a warning rumble growl at me, and then he, a couple times he'd nip me. He never broke the skin. It was like a growl, a warning, and then you're not paying attention, so I'm going to nip you. Exactly what they would do in their own society. Same exact thing, and these poor animals get so vilified for doing what is instinctive to them, and so I was wondering, what's up with him? And so I even asked Mike, was he like this with any of you? And he goes, no, not with any of us. And then I thought, this dog has been sent to teach me something. I thought he was going to help me learn about how to help dogs with emotion, their emotions and issues, and we've done a whole lot of podcasts on that subject. What was really funny was that I realized, going back through my book, Animals Taught Me That, that, oh, I don't know, God keeps sending me dogs that teach me things. What's up with this? And I noticed that when King would do this, he's like the therapy dog I never knew I needed. He helps me to stay grounded and calm and gather in my energy and focus. When my energy goes into the gutter and my attitude along with it, where I end up with a batitude and it's all over the place and I'm all way up, way down, and not focused and not gathered. And, you know, it's cool because there is some essential oils that help with that. By Young Living, gathering is one of them, and grounding is another. Peace and calming is another. So I really, really, really focused in on a lot of these emotions oils as I was using a lot of them with King, like harmony and surrender. And he was going, hello, I'm not the issue, you are. Now when, if he does, which is rare, does that little funny growl with me and gives me that look, like giving me the paw, like get away, step away from me because you're acting weird, then I know that something is out of kilter with me. And it's due to my upbringing and all kinds of things that happened to me throughout my life. And it's making me aware. I really started really working on those emotions as a result of King. I remember when I wrote this blog post that he had started warning me again, hadn't done this in a while, and my husband even noticed, and he said, well, you have been kind of grumpy and complaining about things. And I was like, oh, I have a bad attitude, and King wants me to have a bubba-tude. He will give me little warning signs, like, oh, why he hasn't come in and to my office and wants to play the howling game with me, or the howling barking game, and how he won't come and hang out in my office and put his big old head in my lap and want to have our little look at me, hold my paw, talk to me, eye contact kind of talks, and rub his belly, and everything's cool. And then I know that my attitude is in the gutter again. He's my monitor, and I'm blessed to have him to show me that and to make me aware of that at all times. I'm very familiar with the feelings essential oils, as I said, and a couple others that I'm using with myself are Valor, I've always used for a lot of reasons, and gratitude. I can be grateful for what I have in my life. And when I can look at those things, take my eyes off myself and start helping somebody else, which is what I'm doing. I'm going to be doing after the show today, helping somebody else, even though things do, this is important to help this woman and then women. And I've looked at it and said, God's allowed me to go through these things so I can be available to help somebody else, and I want to be. And I have King to thank for this. I've been using oils that help me with that, like transformation, release, which is what I call the scary one because it does release all the anger and frustrations and all of that, and the unforgiveness. And so these help me, along with King as my monitor, to have a bubba-tude instead of a bad-tude, because he really is an easygoing, happy-go-lucky boy that faces every day with joy, no matter what he's feeling. He just, his tail will wag, and he is ready to go for his walk, and he's ready to be an active part in our life. And I just want to encourage all of you to remember, we can decide to change it no matter what our circumstances. We can say, Lord, what do you want to teach me through this? Show me. I'm ready and willing to learn, even though it's so painful and it's hard and it's hurt and I'm scared or I'm frustrated or I don't know. Help me through. That's what we all can do. There's another quote that said, you can't have a good day with a bad attitude, and you can't have a bad day with a good attitude. It's positivelifetips.com. This is all that this show and this particular topic today was about, was to encourage you. And not everybody's going to have a bubble like I do, but I'm sure you will find ways to help yourself. For me, it's been him and these essential oils. I have used them for many years, and yet I had not looked into deeply the emotion, the ones for supporting the emotion. And I'm so grateful I did. I even got an aroma dome where you can get in and it's much more intensified. You're in there and you can breathe in and be focused. focused in your intention as you choose. And I've been focusing in on choosing one oil, one blend, whether it's transformation, whether it's abundance, wherever it leave, whatever it might be, harmony, whatever I am thinking I need in that day to get focused into what I need to do in my work, in my life, in my personal life. That's what I do. I hope this has been encouraging and motivating to you. And by the way, there is a blend called motivation. And it's a beautiful, motivation never smells so good. So I hope you all have a really blessed day. Have a Bubba-tude.
Thank you for listening. And remember, when you know the truth, Jesus, then the truth will make you free. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. 3 John 1:2. The Doggone Truth Podcast is a production of Aspen Bloom. All rights reserved and may not be resold or utilized in any way without express written permission by Aspen Bloom and Dr. Kim Bloomer. The information I share represents what I, an animal naturopath, have chosen to do to take charge of my own personal health and that of my family and pets. Information learned here is for educational and informational purposes only. It is not meant to diagnose, treat, or cure, but rather to encourage and empower you to make your own health care and dietary decisions and those of your pets based upon your own research in partnership with your health care providers when needed, but especially to depend on Jehovah Rapha, the healer.